It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good day to you. Little instrumental Beatles in the background. Not by the Beatles, but it is a Fab Four Friday, which means we're going to play the Fab Four, a.k.a. the Beatles. It's Fraxis Friday. It is the 16th of the month already. Yeah. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower in downtown Bullhead City on Highway 95. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. For the next hour, we're on 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7. And you've heard the phone number a few times in the last 5 minutes or 6 minutes. We have our own area code here. It's 234, and then it's 343-1065. So if any point in time you have a question, you can call. You can also text me if you have to. You know, if you think, well, I don't want to talk on the radio, I'll just text him. 928-201-3313. My number's no secret. Before we get to Becky with the Kingman Chamber, a couple things to tell you about going on. Let's see. Tomorrow, gosh, how would you like to go see Air Supply? Woo! Air Supply at the Edge Pavilion at the Edgewater. 7 p.m. Nevada time. Call the Edgewater if you want tickets. 702-298-2453. And there's a ribbon cutting on Tuesday in Bullhead City, and it's by both chambers, Laughlin and Bullhead City. And it's, you can call the Bullhead, it's going to be at the Bullhead Chamber building, and it's called Make It Your Tour. So stop by and find out about it. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, call the Bullhead Chamber, 754-4121. Now let's bounce to the Kingman Chamber and change the tunes and get into some real Fab Four and say, hi, Becky, how are you today? Whoops. Hi, Becky. I brought up the other microphone instead of the phone.
Oh, okay.
How are you, Becky?
Doing well. Sunshining and nice up here, so we're happy.
Well, it is here today, and of course, as usual, I'm in shorts because it's just gorgeous out here this morning.
Yeah, there's some people running around Kingman in shorts today, so that's always a good sign.
Yeah, that kind of lets everybody know it's a very nice day.
Yes. Guys in shorts, I guess I should say.
Yeah, more guys wear shorts than ladies. But, of course, a lot of ladies wear skirts and short dresses, and it's the same thing as shorts, you know.
Right. I got accused of that earlier when some guys came in with shorts on, and they're like, if you were wearing a skirt, nobody would say anything.
So how's our Kingman Chamber of Commerce?
Oh, my goodness. We just have got all kinds of great things going on. We're busy, busy, busy. We've got our new program up and running, so we're super excited about that. We switched over to a program called Chamber Nation. So every one of our members has a landing page now, and it connects directly into their website, and they've got a mobile app, and it just, the reporting and the use of it is just so nice. So we've been spending lots of time doing trainings and learning how to use this, and hopefully in the next month or so we'll be doing some trainings for our members to let them know, like, how they could be posting their own flyers and getting their own events on our calendar, and it's just really nice looking. So if anybody gets a chance, go out there and check out KingmanChamber.com and check out all of our member information.
How cool is that? So
yeah, it's
your members
really
will be
good.
Able to post their own flyers and sales and whatnot?
Yeah, and every single member has a landing page that, like, for restaurants, they could put their menu items or specials or little, you know, the boutiques and things can put pictures of the things that they sell. They can put their services and stuff out there. it's kind of very googly looking, and so it's really, we're really excited about it, and the team that we're working with has just been amazing. Every week we get like one-on-one training, learning new parts of it, you know, how to do, gosh, it's just, even the billing and the all of that piece of it is just so much easier to use and interconnected, and our staff is really happy right now.
That's fabulous. And it's live right now, so members can start logging in and posting their own things?
Yes, they can. Yep, post their own flyers. They can put events on our calendar. We should be able to be getting a lot more information out much easier, you know, and when you can go on there and just do it yourself, we just have to click an approve button, and so it'll be less time for us, less time consuming, and a great opportunity for our members, you know, to just pop some stuff on the website and
easy. Most of your members, when you figure that they have a sale or they have, you know, if they're a part of Rotary or Kiwanis, they have an event coming up, they're used to posting that flyer and getting it out, you know, to several places, and now you're giving them an opportunity just to add that to, you know, to their, you know, plethora of information that they have or whoever they send it to and whatnot.
Yes, and, you know, a lot of times they'll send us the stuff and it goes out in the chamber newsletter, but that's only going to chamber members. This is allowing them to, it goes everywhere.
Okay, good deal. Yeah. So,
and it's a great benefit for our members. So we're very excited about it.
Good.
And we're still learning. There's so much new stuff to learn to it. It's gonna be great.
Well, and with the fact that your staff gets to learn all about it, they'll be able to actually go out, maybe if they have to, you know, show some members and teach them.
Yeah, and we want to, like I said, have some trainings here, you know, like when we do a morning mixer, make one of them about our program so people can come in. Maybe I might even do some videos on how to put your stuff out there, how to put things on the event calendar, and have some little training videos of our own.
Perfect, yeah, make your own little videos. You can do that you can almost do that with your phone nowadays, you know. You just make a video.
Have
somebody make a video of you logging in and showing how to do it and post a flyer or whatever, and then you can just put that on your next email and show all your members how to do it.
Yeah.
Cool. I like it.
Yeah.
Are other chambers in our tri-state area using this?
I know that the Boulder City Chamber uses it. We went up there and checked it out. We've been in this process for 6-8 months, but we went up there and checked it out with them, and they just were so happy with it.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, we checked out, you know, 3 or 4 different ones because we knew we needed to do something different, and this one seemed to be the one that just, it's very interactive, it's very integrated, it's got, you know, the AI stuff in it, and
wow.
We're just super, super pleased.
I think
with
that's
it.
Fabulous. Good deal. So what else is happening? You got mixers coming up or your morning meetings or?
We actually had our evening mixer last night. We had it over at KRNC at the Hualapai campus up on the 4th floor. They've just completely renovated the entire thing. They were using a portion of it, but they have all of their primary care up there now.
Oh.
So we got to go up. Go on tours of the primary care area and had a real nice time up there last night.
Good.
So, yeah, got to chat with the new CEO. I mean, I guess he's not new anymore, but a lot of the doctors were there and stuff and showing off their new stuff up there. So that was very nice.
Oh, good.
And next Thursday morning, the fourth Thursday is always our sunrise mixer, and we're going to have the Feral Cat Warriors. They're going to talk all about the stuff that they do. You know, they go out and collect, I don't know, exact trap, you know, feral cats and get them spayed and neutered and, you know, keep down that feral cat population. So they do a lot of really good stuff, and they've got some fundraisers coming up. And so we'll get to learn all about that next Thursday.
That sounds
and that's at 7:30 here at our office.
That sounds almost like a full-time job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're... they do wonderful stuff. So, yeah, it's a really good organization.
Good. Good deal. So they're going to be there next Thursday, and that's at the Chamber?
Yeah, that's here at the Chamber office, 7:30 in the morning for our morning mixer.
7:30. Okay. Do you get a lot of people that show up at 7:30 in the morning?
You know, we have, like, there's that group of people that are the morning people. I'm not really one of, but I have to be here.
I know.
And then you've got, and the evening people, you know, that like the social one a little bit more. And a lot of people go to both.
Okay.
Yeah, our business and government meetings have been really well attended lately, and those are at 7:30 in the morning.
Okay.
So we've been having some pretty good speakers, and we've got, you know, at least 25, 30 people showing up, so.
Fabulous. That's a good attendance. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We're so happy about that.
What's your next big ribbon cutting on your agenda?
So, well, actually, you mentioned the ribbon cutting of the tour company down there in Bullhead. They're actually one of our members, too. So, brand new member up here.
Oh.
Doing the whole area. So, we're going to try to get down there and come to her ribbon cutting, and then she'll be doing one up here a little bit later on.
Okay.
But we do have March 5th, the Hutchinson Insurance Agency on 1616 Lucille Avenue. They'll be having their ribbon cutting. And then, gosh, all the way out to April 20th, Ashley Home Store is going to have theirs. They've done some renovations and stuff in there. So
you're scheduling ribbon cuttings all the way out to April already?
All the way out to April, yeah.
That's dynamite.
You know, and we've got a huge list of new members, but none of them have got ribbon cutting scheduled, so I don't know what.
they want to wait till it warms up a little bit.
Maybe that's what it is,
yeah,
because I've got a big, long list of new members.
All right, before we get to your list, let us take a break. We're almost 20 past the hour. And stick around, we're going to come right back with the Kingman Area Chamber Director.
If there's anything that you want.
The Spa at Laughlin Ranch wants to spoil your wife for Valentine's Day, the whole month of February. Organic chocolate truffle body scrub, a chocolate-dipped strawberry facial, maybe a chocolate mousse foot mask and massage. There's a couple suite available also. The Spa at Laughlin Ranch, 754-4050. Guys, show your love. Join her. Call the Spa at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, 754-4050. 754-4050.
Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Now available in some areas of Bullhead City and for Mojave. Sign up today. Visit TWNcom.com/Mojave. That's TWNcom.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095. Find a plan that's right for you and your family. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Streaming TV is an easy way to watch your favorite shows and save money. Mojave Electric's fiber optic network and partnership with TWN Communications will let members stream uninterrupted, customizable television to their homes by providing fast, reliable internet. Use mybundle.tv to create the perfect television package for you and your family. For questions about cutting the cord and streaming TV, call 888-227-2095.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The Mojave Community College Booster Club is helping to bring collegiate sports programs to our Mojave County Community College campuses. The first sport will be men's and women's soccer. The MCC Booster Club is in a campaign to raise funds to make this possible. We are in the final stretch of the drive. The annual fundraising golf tournaments in Lake Havasu, Kingman, and Bullhead City are upon us. Our hope is these tournaments will put us over our financial commitment to help bring sports to our local MCC campuses. The Booster Club is currently in need of corporate sponsors and can only reach our goal with our community's support. To find out about the different levels of sponsorships and benefits included, please contact Gary Reynolds at 928-716-8182. That's 928-716-8182 for more information. Thank you for supporting the MCC Booster Club's endeavor to bring college sports to our communities. The Mojave Community College Booster Club is a 501c3 entity.
And by the way, Gary Reynolds is going to be behind the microphone here in the studio in just about 9 minutes. He's sitting out here waiting to come in when we're finished up with the first segment of Speak Out 2.0 with Becky Flossen, who I made the mistake and I said that she's the director. She's more than the director. She's the president and CEO of the Kingman Area Chamber of Commerce. So don't forget that. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you each and every day by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Yeah, you want to enter the world of healthcare? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you to become a certified nursing assistant, which is the first step. And you get paid more when you get that certificate, you know. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapist, occupational therapist, and speech therapist. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you need some of those services or if you know someone who wants to start off in healthcare, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. East-West Financial Services, you want to retire in 2024? Well, call Jack Mafara and sit down with him. Pick his brain. Get some options on how you can invest and how you can make more money. 928-888-9828, and it costs nothing to sit down with him. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, hey, bring your stress to Laughlin Ranch. Yeah, start off in the spa and the sauna and the heat room, steam room, a nice relaxing massage, a facial, a body treatment, a pedicure. Maybe you want your nails shiny, you know, or trimmed. You know, gift cards are available, and they have a couple suite, too. The spa at Laughlin Ranch. Make your appointment now at LaughlinRanch.com. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Hey, when you have an emergency, you want help, and you want it fast. And if it's a heart attack or a stroke, every single minute counts. Well, that's why you choose a hospital that's equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here and ready to serve you 24/7. Learn more at WarmCWestern Arizona ER.com. And yeah to that. Hi, Becky. Okay, you wanted to tell us about all your new chamber members.
Well, I wanted, because we're running out of time, I want to mention a couple other things real quick, and then I'll do that.
Okay.
Adventure Raffle we've got going on right now. That's going to start, the drawings are going to start on March the 1st. We're selling tickets. They're $50 a piece. It helps to, it's a fundraiser for the chamber. But we've got $500 cash. We've got binoculars, Ray-Bans, spa packages, Verde Canyon Railway, Cabela's gift certificates, a lot of the really nice packages and stuff that you can win. You've got 21 chances to win. There'll be a drawing every day during the month of March, and the tickets are $50. You can get them online at KingmanChamber.com. So we're really hoping to sell all of those. There's some great opportunities there.
Those are some nice prizes.
Yeah, we got some really nice stuff, so please buy those tickets.
All right.
And then we did get our bingo license, so first Friday, March 1st, we'll be having bingo here at the MCC Beale Street Center. So we're excited about that. It'll be $15 for a single pack, 10 games, $25 for the 3Fs, and $50 for a 6F. And you can win, it's between $25 and $150 depending upon the game.
So that kicks off 2 weeks from today.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so we wanted to make sure to get that out there and let everybody know we'll be doing that for First Friday.
I like it.
Yeah. And then, yes, we've got 19 new members.
Wow.
Yeah, so
You better go through them fast.
I know. That's why I wanted to get the other ones out there. So we have Clayton Holmes. We have Ear Candy Audio, Embark Truck Driving School, Family Pets Home Veterinary Clinic, the Hutchinson Insurance Agency, Ironside Cycles, Kingman Little League. I mentioned earlier the Make It Your Own Tour.
Right.
Mojave Auto Repair. Let's see, Route 66 Desert Outfitters, Slimming Grace, The Farmhouse, The Marvelous Micro School, and Windmill Refill. So, and then we have a couple of their trade members, the White Sheet and Chillin' on Veal. We're going to start partnering with them more for advertising and for helping out with Chillin' on Veal downtown here.
Great. I like it.
So, yeah.
Man, that's a lot of new members in 1 month.
I know, yeah. That was a little bit into the end of December because of the holidays.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right.
But still, 19 of them, that's pretty darn good.
That's very good. I bet your board likes that.
Yes. Yes, they do.
I would imagine as long as you've been running this chamber in Kingman, there's probably less businesses that aren't a member than those that are.
I hope so. Yeah, I mean, I know from when I started, we were at about 300, and we're at 515 now.
Wow, that's very good.
We've been quite a bit over the 4 years I've been here.
Terrific. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
All right.
I got a good team.
When does your board meet?
We actually have executive board meeting. We'll be on Tuesday morning at 7:30. It's always the third Tuesday of the month. And then our full board meets on the fourth Tuesday of every month at 7:30 in the morning.
Okay.
They love that 7:30 time slot.
And then, they do. And then,
yes.
That's like yesterday I had Lori Duggins and Lori Viles in talking about their bike rodeo. Well, our Kiwanis Club donates $500 for them to buy bike parts for the broken down bikes that show up. And I said, come to Kiwanis Tuesday morning at 7:45 and get your check. And they went, 7:45? I thought it was 6:45. I go, well, you guys are just showing up for a check. We can have you come in later. And they went, oh, we like that better.
Right? Yeah, our Rotary Club meets at 7 o'clock on Friday mornings. And it's like, it's a good thing we're a fun club because that's a tough one.
Yeah, we meet at 6:45, and we have one member that comes in every week complaining at what time we meet. So when I give Happy Bucks, I always thank him for coming.
Right.
Now, what about your ambassadors? When do your ambassadors meet?
Our ambassadors meet the second Tuesday of every month at 5:30 here at the Chamber. And any member can, any employee of a member is welcome to come and be an ambassador. We're always looking for people to come and do it. And it's a great networking opportunity.
It is,
yeah. We started a new thing last night, actually, at the Mixer. And the last few mixers, we have an ambassador on all of the announcements and everything for our evening mixers.
Good.
So Bo from Restoration One Hardware did a great job last night. He told all about everything going on at the Chamber and got to tell a little bit, spotlight his business and tell about it. So
Very good.
It's a great opportunity to get some information out there. And, you know, you go out and deliver packs, plaques and packets and things and get your foot in the door to meet people. Gives you a good way to get in. So, yeah, we appreciate our ambassadors very, very much.
All right. All right, Becky. If people have questions, how do they get in touch with you?
They can give us a call, 928-753-6253, or check out that new website at kingmanchamber.com.
All right, Becky. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Stick around. We're going to have Gary Reynolds and Nikki Diaz in here talking about the Rotary Golf Tournament for the Sunrise Rotary Club right after this.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with...
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
I'm Tyler Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Perkins Restaurant and Bakery invites you to stop in and enjoy Comfort Classics. Chicken strips melt, the classic cheeseburger, or prime rib Parmesan griller. Dinner plates include the steak and pepper skillet, a delicious country fried steak dinner, or the yummy prime rib dinner, plus your choice of over a dozen sides. Then top off your meal with a nice slice of chocolate French silk pie. Join My Perkins for specials and coupons. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Bullhead City.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com. Every week, your community has something fun going on. So how do you find out all the happenings? Pick up a white sheet. Every Tuesday, a new weekly white sheet hits the stands at your favorite eateries and retailers. And the white sheet has more than entertainment. You'll read stories of local events, people, monuments, organizations, and fun. You'll also find good deals on goods and services. It's the all-around, get-around weekly information magazine. Pick up a white sheet today.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo, host of Sundays with Sinatra, right here on KNTR Talk. You know, I've had the honor of being with Frank Sinatra and knowing Frank Sinatra a little bit back in the day, and I'm so happy to be telling stories about the chairman of the board every Sunday evening from 5 to 7. Just sit back and relax and take a couple of hours away from the news and politics of the day. Ring-a-ding-ding, baby.
Sundays with Sinatra, 5 to 7 p.m., brought to you by the Anderson Automotive Group, Havasu Landing Resort and Casino, and the Joshua Tree Spa.
This should be my motto. Help, I need somebody. Help. Hey, welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. We are live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower in Bullhead City on Highway 95. And we're brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative and the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative. The two of them are teaming up to build a gas-operated electric generation plant in Fort Mojave. Learn more. Learn the details. Learn the facts, because they have two locations right now they're working on. So get all the details. You can go to ReliableEnergyArizona.com or MEC. Your choice. Mojave Mortgage. Hey, in 2024, you thinking, let's buy a house? Well, maybe you need a mobile home. Maybe you need a vacation home. Maybe you want a pool in the backyard and you need some money. Well, you call the founder and CEO, Chad Hansen at Mojave Mortgage. Okay? 928-288-2691. He's got lots of money. You can fill out a couple forms and boom, you got a pile of cash sitting in front of you. Whatever you need, call him. 928-288-2691. Get some of Chad's money. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Stop in and enjoy the Comfort Classic menu. Chicken strips melt, or maybe the classic cheeseburger, that's your style, or prime rib parmesan griller. How about dinner? Steak and peppers skillet? Yeah. A delicious country fried steak, or yummy prime rib, and then there's a dozen sides for you to choose from. You don't get all dozen. You get two or three, I think. But you got a dozen to choose from. And then you can have French chocolate silk pie, like Gary Reynolds. Likes chocolate French silk pie every time he goes to Perkins, right?
I would love to have that, but my wife would probably kick my booty.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You're a diabetic?
Pretty, yeah.
I know.
Hard thing, you know?
Tell me about it. I know.
Terrible.
I am, too.
But How you doing, Larry?
Well, I do cheat sometimes, you know?
Oh, we all do.
You have to. You still have to be human.
Yep.
Yeah. You can't do, you know. So Nikki's not going to make it. Nikki Diaz, who's the club representative from the Sunrise Rotary Club for their golf tournament, which is coming up. I mean, it's, what, a week from, 2 weeks from tomorrow?
Yep.
Yeah.
May 2nd.
May 2nd.
Out at Los Lagos.
At Los Lagos. Put the microphone right in front of your mouth there.
How's that? Is that better?
Pretend like you've been here before. And yeah, Los Lagos. That's a nice course.
Yeah, you know, they've went through some bad times recently, and a group of homeowners purchased it. I want to say it's been about 2 years mm-hmm. now. And they made some dramatic improvements. It's coming along real well.
Good.
I play it at least once or twice a month, and I just want to let the public know that the course is coming along, and it's important that we continue to support all the golf courses in our valley here. We're
sure.
lucky and fortunate to have the golf course that we do. It's a nice layout, and we hope that you will join us on May 2nd with an 8 a.m. shotgun out at Los Lagos. March 2nd for the 8th annual Sunrise Rotary Charity Golf Tournament, which
right.
benefits local youth problems or local youth programs and scholarships for our local youth.
Right. I know a lot of people in that club. Like
yeah, that's big. That was
Medi and Dominic and
they've got 50 or so members.
I know.
You know, when I started their first tournament, when I helped them with their first tournament 8 years ago, there must have been maybe 8 people.
Right.
And they have just grown tremendously. And I can tell you, I deal with a lot of service clubs in the valley here with their tournaments, and they are one of the few that really seem to be growing with youth. The Good. Other clubs seem to be a little bit more older. And that's one thing, if you're a young person and listening to this.
You're talking about the membership of the club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a young person in this community, I would invite you, any community that you're in, to invite you to join a local service club. It's going to make you feel better. It's going to make your community better. And the torch needs to be passed on eventually, because if we don't replace the elders of these civic clubs with youth and the vibrant attitudes, the go-getter attitudes, then these clubs will eventually go away, and that's only going to hurt our communities and hurt mankind.
Well, and you're 110% right. I have a list here, you know, of the Kingman. I mean, of all of our local clubs, the Kiwanis Morning and Noon Club, Rotary Morning and Noon Club, the Moose Lodge, Search and Rescue.
There's hundreds.
All kinds of places that you can volunteer for and see the difference that you made. I mean, we have our Kiwanis Kids Expo coming up on March 23rd, and I'm already at 57 booths, and it's 57 easy-ups we got to put together and set up. And we have to hire the ROTC because, as you mentioned, a lot of our members are seniors. They're up there. They're not going to put up easy-ups at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I'm sure they would if they physically could do it, but that's the problem.
Right. There's the problem.
And it's, you know, eventually it happens with the golf tournaments because you got to get up early, get out there and have heat.
Right.
You know, get signs up and down. And so, once again, if you're young and you want to better your community, please seek out a local civic club and join in. You don't have to join right away. Just attend a couple meetings, and then you can join in.
Yeah. And you can also go out and sit down with Gary at Reynolds Mortgage and say, Gary, give me a list of all the things that you're doing and let me help out, because you have a ton of tournaments coming up. This is your thing. You don't belong to any of these clubs. You just help them all.
That's right. I decided a long time ago that I couldn't join the clubs because I didn't want to interfere with, well, you did this for that club, and you don't do it for this club.
Right.
So I do the same for all the clubs, and I just help them along. Now it's at the point where these tournaments are starting to run real smooth, as all I do is get them started, and so that they can do most of the work themselves with just my follow-up to make sure that we keep the integrity of the golf tournaments. It's important that the scoring has integrity, the payouts are correct, and we like to spread the money around and all that good stuff. Well, hi, Nikki, how you doing?
Hi, good.
And Nikki made it in.
Yes, I did. Sorry, there was an accident on Hancock.
No, not an accident.
Yes.
In our town?
About 10 police cars and...
4 ambulances and, yeah, I know. Well, welcome, Nikki. We're talking about your clubs, the Morning Sunrise Rotary Club's golf tournament, which is 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yes, it's coming up.
And give us an idea of some of the things that your club will do with the funds from this. When you raise this money, what does your Sunrise Rotary Club do with it?
When we raise the money for this tournament, it goes towards the youth of our community, the scholarship fund. So we give out scholarships ages, I guess, 17, seniors in high school, all the way up to about 23, I believe.
Oh.
So the young adults that are in college, they can come back to us and ask for some money. Trade schools, local trade schools, online trade schools, local MCC, and we like to help our youth get an education here locally, that plan on working here locally, and succeed in our area.
I like it. Wouldn't it be nice if, and we give up, you know, scholarships too, but wouldn't it be nice if you said, okay, here's your scholarship, and here's the address where you're going to live in 4 years when you graduate college back in Bullhead City and go to work?
No, yeah, and we understand people will leave, and that's fine. We've also given scholarships to students who've gone to universities and, you know,
I just know we all wish they would stay locally, and come back.
And either way, we want to support them. So, they also come back, so they can come back and ask for more money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and come back and live.
You know? Yeah, no, well, I mean, come back after they've received a scholarship, they can apply again the next year. for a scholarship.
Okay. Yeah. I was talking to Tyrell Banks yesterday at Ron's Tire, when they were putting four new tires on my truck. And we were talking about his son's in college, and he got his AA when he left Mojave Accelerated. So when he went to college, he started in his junior year as a freshman.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids that go to Mount that do that.
Yeah.
They really take pride in that program that they have.
And you know his son, Tyson?
Yep.
He was a big golfer.
Yep.
He was in the studio one time when I was over in Laughlin, and I went to go do the commercial for Laughlin Ranch, and I said, Tyson, why don't you do it? He goes, oh, man, the food is so good. You know? He went up at the course. He went up at the food.
Well,
so,
you know,
and your course has good food and a great course.
Yeah, they're all good. Speaking on retaining the youth of our community, you know, the MCC has Mojave Community College has now expanded to start interscholastic sports programs.
Yes.
And the thought behind that with the college and the booster club is that, again, like Nikki said, we want to retain our youth.
Right.
Too many times they leave and they never come back. Because, as you know, if you go to the store, there's a lot of old people that live here. We're all getting old. And eventually we're
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
I'm looking in the mirror. But, you know, the idea is so that we can retain those.
Right.
And already I can report that we have five youth committed in Kingman, two in Havasu, and four here of our local graduates that are going to stay here and go to MCC and receive scholarships and play soccer on behalf of our communities.
Oh, yeah.
So the thought is now working. It's been put into play, and now we're starting to see the local youth accept it.
Well, and we're seeing the college build housing for these students.
Yeah.
So that they can stay right there and go to school and go to practice.
Yeah, those are under construction.
Yeah.
The shells have been bitted. Now they're starting on the inside.
Right.
And we anticipate them to be done sometime maybe around July, so that when the new semester starts and the athletes come to town,
they'll be able to move
right in.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a big plus.
And you've been a big supporter of the Bighorn tournaments.
Yep.
There's three of them now.
Yeah, we have.
You weren't just happy with one.
Yeah, well, that's the idea. See, we're trying to build three different hubs, one in Bullhead, one in Kingman, and one in Havasu, so that we can try to raise funds out of all three communities, because our idea here is to have all three communities participate in this endeavor that
right.
we're doing, so that we all have that pride of the River Valley communities to be able to be successful in retaining our youth. And we are starting our first Lake Havasu Bighorn Scramble. It's going to be April 12th and 13th, and it's going to be at Iron Wolf Golf Course, the old Revere Golf Course.
Okay.
They've taken in, refurbished it. They purchased it, refurbished it. They've been doing that. They're going to open up the back nine, I've been told, the first week in March.
Okay.
So we'll have full 18 holes there. They have a fabulous clubhouse and a fabulous separate tent where we're going to hold the Calcutta party on that Friday night.
Okay.
It's just a great facility. So we're currently soliciting sponsors for that. Then we have the Bullhead Scramble May 3rd and 4th. Calcutta Friday night will be at Anderson Fieldhouse, as we've done in years past. And then the golf tournament's at Laughlin Ranch. And we fill that up now. This is going to be our third endeavor with that. And then the second annual Kingman Bullhead Scramble is May 31st and June 1st. And we've already got about 60% of the commitments from last year's sponsors, and the same with Bullhead, because they saw the product, they liked it.
Sure.
And they want to keep participating, and they're putting their money into it too.
And that's at Surbat Hills?
That's Surbat Hills.
Cliffs.
And
yeah.
Friday night, the Calcutta will be at the Elks Lodge. So if you live in Lake Havasu or Kingman or Bullhead and you want to participate and you want to sponsor anything, you can contact me at 928-716-8182. And Lake Havasu, we really need some sponsors since it's our first endeavor. It's really hard to get your feet in the door, and we have a super support of seven or eight people down there right now.
And by the way, if you're listening to Lake Havasu, you might know somebody that would want to sponsor
right.
the tournament.
Exactly.
So put them in touch with Gary.
Right. So your radio stations are currently running a PSA about
Correct.
Sponsorship.
Correct. Just played just before we came
right.
on. Yeah.
So if they can get information off that, or contact me, and I'll get them the flyer for whatever community they want to support. And we have a special going on with these tournaments. Like if you're a free kick sponsor, and it's $5,000, and if you want to sponsor all three, we'll give you all three for the cost of two.
Oh.
So we're giving a good deal on that, too.
You are?
Yes, we are.
I like it.
Yeah, things are going real good. Last year, these tournaments, not just the Bighorns, but all the civic clubs, we netted $206,000 for our local youth, and that was only 8 tournaments. And this year we're expanded to, I think there's 10 of them.
You say we, but you mean me.
No, I don't mean nothing is ever me.
Well, but you're doing 90% of it.
No, I'm not. All I'm doing is organizing.
It's, well,
as each year passes and each tournament passes, the people get what's going on and they know how to do it. Just like the Rotary. I've only been to a couple meetings and I just oversee it and they've already got it. They see the system. They've been very successful. I mean, Nikki, you guys have raised, I think, on an average, 25 or 30 grand the last 2 years from this tournament, right?
Yes, we've raised quite a bit.
Right.
We're up to 44 T sponsors.
There you go.
We have 2 weeks left.
So that's another 4,400. Yes, right. And I already counted. I think they had 30,000 in sponsorship money.
Great.
So there's a good chance they could get to 35 or 40 grand. That's a lot of money for
it
a little
is.
Golf tournament for one day.
It is.
And it's all because it's a good product. The sponsors get what we promise them. The golfers get what we promise them. We always have good food, and we never have a problem with scoring. That's probably the most thing that I'm doing right now is organizing the scoring and handicaps and making sure that everything works out so it's a positive scoring with integrity so that people come back the next year. They just want to sign up.
For some golfer out there that just moved to the area, what are some of your prizes for these, you know?
Well, it depends on how many players. What we do is we flight them out. We automatically have 2 flights automatic, verified, non-verifiable. So if I get 20 teams over here and 20 teams over here, I'll break it down into 2 more flights. So I have 4 flights now, 2 unverifiable and 2 verifiable.
Okay.
Because I'm a firm believer in spreading the money around. And then when you have a Calcutta night, some of the Calcuttas, if you don't know what a Calcutta is, Friday night we have a party register. You can register that night or Saturday morning of the tournament. And we provide some really nice food. We've got some free beer. And we go and auction off every team. And you don't have to be a player to participate in the Calcuttas.
Right.
Let's say, Larry, you bring your wife, and she's not a player, but she wants to buy that team. It goes for $700. She's in. If they don't buy half back by the time the tee-off is the next morning, then your wife is on hook for $700 in the pot, and she's going to get 100% of those winnings.
Oh.
And sometimes, I mean, it's $6,000-$7,000 for first, $4,000 or $5,000 for second, $2,000 or $3,000 for third. We always pay 25% of the field. Every flight plays for their own skin money and their own Calcutta money, so you're not competing against these golfers over here.
Right.
And there's some times where I'll have like maybe 5 teams, the Steve Mosses out there, if you're listening, Steve, where they're just, you know,
might
they're
be on the bench.
36s.
Or less.
You know, they're max handicaps. So I might put them in their own little flight, 4 or 5 of them, say, you play gross, straight up. And it's amazing. Those come within 1 or 2 strokes, too. And they would never win any money if we don't give them the opportunity to compete against like golfers. And
okay.
That's the idea, is to compete against like golfers.
Right. Okay.
So,
Nikki, you play golf?
No, I do not.
It makes 2 of us. I can never get past the windmill.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, stick around. You got questions? 234-343-1065. Give us a shout.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet and child-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 928-758-5499. Barron's, 758-5499. Barron's Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara at East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Hi, this is Bill Cunier, General Manager of Bradley Ford. It's Truck Month at Bradley Ford, and that's a big deal. Ford's F-Series are the best-selling truck in the U.S. for nearly 50 years. Many of our F-150s have Bradley discounts of over $5,000 and interest rates as low as 1.9 for 72 months on select models. Now that's the time to get the new truck you've always wanted. February is Truck Month at Bradley Ford. What are you waiting for? See us in person at Bradley Ford or go to BradleyFord.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa with Cornerstone Mission in Kingman. We're a faith-based nonprofit working for our community for over 21 years. Our mission is to provide the basic necessities of life, food, shelter, clothing, and most importantly, the light of Christ. Our doors are open daily for those requiring our services. We host the Homeless ID Project on Tuesdays, and our soup kitchen is open every night from 3 to 5 for anyone hungry. Please consider donating your Arizona tax credit to Cornerstone Mission in Kingman.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Barron Services. Speaking about members of the Sunrise Rotary Club, Matt is a member, and he's got a professional team that can take care of your fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, and he's got a great professional team for pest solutions, home or commercial. All you have to do is call him up. You need an alarm system or pest solutions, call 928-758-5499, and remember, it's quality, experience, and family. Barron Services. ProFit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Hey, is it healthy me, healthy you this year? Are you doing well in the middle of February? You still at it, working out, trying to lose weight? We'll let ProFit Kitchen help you with 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers. I never knew such a thing existed. 4 delicious bowls and more in 2024, plus pressed juices, fresh smoothies, protein shakes. Yeah, you can order it all on the website. They, you know, just pick it up for 3 or 4 days if you want. ProFitKitchen.com. You gotta spell kitchen right. I know you're thinking I know how to spell it. No, you don't. KITCHIN.com. TWN Communications, elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet. Yes, we have it here at the studio. It does not go down. Oh, it's so great. All from TWN. Yeah, and in areas of Bullhead City and Fort Mojave right now, they're coming to, ready for this, Golden Shores. Because everybody went online and signed up. You can too. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave. All right, back in the studio with Nikki and Gary. And Gary, you raised over $200,000 last year. What are you set to raise this year for all these nonprofits?
Well, our goal is $250, and I think we'll be able to get there.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is so, and you won't let anyone buy you lunch or anything. I mean, they can't thank you and say, well, let me take you to lunch, Gary, because you helped us raise money at this tournament.
Well, I don't think that would be right in God's eyes when you're doing God's work. You're supposed to be humble and be an example of what it's like to be humble. And that's what I plan on.
But you're still a hungry man. You still got to go to lunch.
You know, I occasionally get a lunch or a beer or two, you know.
Okay, all right. So, $250,000 in 1 year. Wow. And all for nonprofits.
All of them for nonprofits.
Yeah, 3 for the college, and then Rotary and Kiwanis and Boys and Girls Club.
Mm-hmm. Los Matadors.
And this is your hobby. You know what? I've been doing it for so long. I came to the community in 88, and I started raising funds in 90 when I was on the Boys and Girls Club board for a decade. That's where I really learned. John McCormick taught me a lot about these running these golf tournaments. When he couldn't do it, God spoke to me, said, you need to take this over. So I followed his lead. And then Olivia Brusso McCormick, she also, her and Denise Schwartzman, Penny Baird, people from way back, they're the ones that instilled it into me. Some of the fundraisers with the Boys and Girls Club, we started 25, 30 years ago, they're still doing.
I know.
So they were a good lead.
Yeah.
You know, I can tell you where the first sports auction was.
Oh, gosh.
It was in the Riverside in a little room there, and it was a Friday night of Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah, that's when we had the first sports auction. That's when we moved it to the night before Super Bowl, and we started getting a bigger turnout.
Right.
Started getting bigger. The first Margarita Fiesta was poolside at the Riverside in 115, 20-degree temperature. We all had a great time, so then we shifted that to.
Yeah.
Now that I think they've started rotating that around to different venues.
Right.
But those kind of things.
They fill up.
They've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Boys and Girls Club over the 30 years.
I agree. So let's talk again about your tournament, Nikki. You're in charge of your club?
Yes, Mojave Sunrise Rotary.
And it's March 2nd, which is 2 weeks from tomorrow. And how many players do you have signed up already, or do you know?
He's got about 72. We'll probably reach about 90 to 108.
Okay.
And we're getting a little bit of slack because of the course, and that's why I want to reemphasize that Los Lagos is very playable. The greens, there's about two greens out there that have just a little bit of problem, but the rest of them, they're rolling really good. They're fast.
Okay.
You can head out of the fairways.
And in 2 weeks, they can trim that up maybe.
That's possible.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to them, see if I can get them to roll them at least before.
Okay.
That'll make it faster.
Okay.
But, again, it's very playable, and I invite the public to go out and play there at least once and see what it's like now, because there's been a lot of slack from years past, but the new owners are definitely putting time and money into it, and it's coming around really well.
Good. All right.
And you guys hold bingos over there.
Yes.
They have a great banquet room that's also the community is using for many fundraisers.
Yes, yep. And we have our weekly meetings there also in the morning.
That's right, yeah. That's where you guys meet.
They feed us pretty good. They have a good menu. They have a good menu and very good breakfast.
Good.
Since we're so early.
Okay.
7 a.m.
I like it.
Wednesday morning, 7 a.m.
Yep.
Wednesday
if you want to join us at Mojave Sunrise Rotary, come check us out.
And what's your number if people want to call you at your mortgage company?
Yes, I do mortgage lending, 928-278-2587.
And Gary, give your mortgage number again?
928-788-3866, Reynolds Mortgage Center.
Okay, but your cell, if they want to call you in regards to
the tournament,
any of the tournaments, if they want to sponsor them or get involved, call you at
928-716-8182.
Perfect.
We need volunteers.
Okay. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Great information.
Thank you for having us.
You too. All right. That's going to wrap it for the week. And Monday, both Speak Out and Speak Out 2.0 will be dark. We're going to take the day off for President's Day. And Dennis Prager and friends will be filling in. Somebody will be here. I don't know. Dennis Prager will probably take the day off too, but he'll always have someone in your ear giving you great information. So we're back on Tuesday. Tuesday on this program, we're going to have Wayne Corbin in here from the Needles Chamber and Eric Fox from ProFit. We'll find out exactly what days are going to open in Kingman and in Fort Mojave. Everyone have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.